Sur Street, and the Cathedral of the Transfiguration of the Saviour, a legend about a walled-in monk. The first mentioning about construction of a church at the centre of the old city of Narva dates back to 1442. A Catholic church devoted to the Mother of God was founded on the crossroads of the two oldest streets of the city, a major city street called Castle Street, which later on was named Sur Street and Vidal Street. Catholic church was built here not only as a place for religious service, but also a house for magistrate meetings and court sessions. The church was surrounded by a cemetery, yet most powerful and rich citizens were buried in the walling of the floor and the walls of the church. As a legend says, on the right-hand side of the entrance to the church, there was a cross roughly carved from crude stone. Here in the Middle Ages, at the order of the Holy Inquisition, a young monk was walled in for adultery. So what happened? Once upon a time, a young and handsome monk, deeply devoted to God, lived in a Catholic abbey in Narva. He liked to play an organ under the silent vault of the church, or to speculate about the meaning of life near the waterfalls of Narva. Many of those who saw his aloofness from the vanities of the world regarded him as a saint. Yet one day during the mass of the church, he saw a woman of exceptional beauty. He was stunned by her beauty, and that he dropped his prayer beads. The eyes of the woman invited the monk to follow her, and a charming smile was playing on her lips. And from that moment, when he knelt down in front of the crucifixion, all his thoughts were about the beautiful woman, not God. And then he read sacred books and saw her smile, and the divine words of God were no more close to his soul. Often, visits of this beautiful woman to the church started to disturb the harmony and peace of the monk's soul. Once he accidentally heard a conversation of two monks in the abbey and found out that this gracious woman was the wife of a brave and just knight named Olaf. And so, big love of joy and longing, doubts and dreams came to the monk. One day, walking down the empty bank of Narva, he met the object of his dreams. "Why are you so sad?" the woman asked the monk, whose face reflected all his heartache, even beyond his will. From her charming and musical voice, the heart of the young man started singing, and he told her the reason of his sadness. "My heart also belongs to you, from the first day that I saw you at the Mass," said the beautiful woman to the monk. And so the flames of love burst between them. When Olaf, the brave knight, found out about his wife's betrayal, he informed it to the Holy Inquisition. At night, somebody kicked at the door of the monk's cell. When he opened the door, in the flickering light of torches, he saw the servants of God-pleasing organization. They were dressed in dark cloaks, and their hoods were pulled down over their eyes. The whole night long, the inquisitors tortured the young man in a dungeon of the church, trying to exorcise the demon out of him to get his contrition, but it was in vain. In the morning, they made their judgment. The servants of God considered that spilling of human blood was a sin, and that is why they usually hung, drowned, or burned their enemies. So, to prevent spillage of blood, they decided to wall in their former fellow in the church walls. The bricklayer who bricked up the niche was surprised by the calmness of the monk and the miraculous light that streamed out of his eyes. In his turn, the young man didn't see the deathly wall being erected in front of him. He saw only an image of his beloved woman, an image of the profane love that gained an advantage over his love of God. Later on, the oldest church of Narva was transformed into a Protestant church and then into an Orthodox church of the Transfiguration of the Saviour. The history of the church ended during the Second World War. After the destruction of the church, only several of its elements, including tombstones and a cross, were rescued. Nowadays, these are exhibited at Narva Castle.